said, Joe, we can't get into clowns. He's bureau chief in Newsweek and he writes on the side. Very great guy. They really persuaded us. Besides, they really wanted us. So those two, and Ms. Cumming and I, headed out to Yonah, September 1917-something, and went to England, France, and Italy for 4 weeks. Spent about 10 days in each place. And we were on our own, we weren't tourists. And we had guides in each place, which a very good friend of Joe's in Atlanta, who goes to Europe every summer to keep up his travel agent. And the English guide was named, the other two of them, Teddy Phillips, but Paul Davis. We fell in love with Paul, and he with us. And he took us around the countryside and, Oxford, Windsor, and Brown Castle, and those places. And had some experience both in Rome, and Joe had his contacts in Newsweek Bureau. And he had then made a member of the House of Commons entertainment in England. I had known him when he visited here. And he wanted to know about voting machines. He wanted to introduce Bill and Paul. So he took us. Anyway, it was the most rewarding trip. And in Rome, we stayed there for a week, went to Florence. But then we took in, Joe ran across two or three, when we were in the Lucerne. He found a man he had known who had been a rover newspaper reporter. They had been in Vietnam, just returned, hadn't been to Lucerne, and took him up. So anyway, it was very rewarding. And 2 years later, a friend said, tell us about this Paul Davis, who was such a charming gentleman. He was a great horseman, I like horses. And so we said, we'll go. We'll tell you about him if you take us with you. So Jane and I, and another couple, and 2 years later, I saw him experience. Tell us about this Paul Davis. We'll go. We met Paul Madison, that's the only town in England. So three towns been to England. Paul just wrote him a lot the day before yesterday because he had kept up. He sends us a Christmas present. And he got us into the social life of Stratford, he lives in Stratford. And so I've had a great time with the three trips I had to England. Now, on the continent was a good tourist experience. We got to know some people there. We were entertained in a chalet in Lugano by some maestro of the Swiss National Orchestra. He had been here. Harry Jacobs had him as a guest conductor. And so Harry brought him down here. We gave Joe wanted to write an interview with him, so Joe was here, and Maestro Nuccio. And so he entertained us, we entertained him, and Signora Nuccio, when they went visiting Harry. So my experiences in Lincoln, I was not a traveler, and I've never been west of Mississippi but twice, once American Legion Convention, then the Bar Association in San Francisco about 10 years ago. I had to go out there to get an award, a fellowship, I guess it was. So I really never traveled, but those three trips have been, I'd say, I knew my English history, and we had went to Scotland, and Wales. Paul would just take us where he thought it would be interesting, spend 2-3 days at small, he knew the little quaint little 16th century pubs where no tourists go and that kind of experience. Greatly. So that's the end of my being a travel man.
Mm-hmm. Has your family ever had any place down at the coast where you go in the summer?
No. When I was a child, let's say when I was 10, 12, 14, we customarily went to the Sullivan's Island. There's Isle of Palms and Sullivan's Island. Sullivan's Island was the little, Isle of Palms was developing at that time. This was at the turn of the century and until, 1910, 12. We used to go down there for a week, as I recall, during July, and then go up the mountains. Dog days, bad to be on the coast of dog days, so to say. Well, staying a resolution, and safe, but anyway, go up the mountains and stay 2-3 weeks up North Carolina Mountain, generally Flat Rock. Mm-hmm. The past 40 years, when you go into a place called Canoga, it's outside of Hendersonville, Episcopalian establishment, we go to the guest period, I might say. Still, the place is still full of bishops. But we go to the guest period for 4 weeks every summer up there, during the guest period in August. Mm-hmm. But the coast, no. At that time, everybody went to Sullivan.